from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, this finals is over. Thank you to Sean Grandy and Celtics Radio. The Celtics take a 2-0 lead in Perloff. Not all 2-0 leads are the same, but this one feels insurmountable for the Mavericks. Hey, good morning, by the way.
Okay, did you say the same thing when the Phoenix Suns got the first two games off the Bucks? Did you say the same thing when the Celtics went up 2-1 on the Warriors 2 years ago? We've had series that are 2-0, and they're not over. And this at least was close. It wasn't a blowout. We're headed in the right direction for Dallas.
Wait, the only reason why it was close is because the Celtics couldn't hit a three-pointer for most of the game. The Celtics haven't even played an amazing game yet. Jason Tatum hasn't played an amazing game yet. There's still so much more to go for the Celtics. They could dig deeper here. They can get better, and they're still up 2-0.
Well, I mean, you might argue there's way more to go for the Mavs. Like, somebody besides Luka could wake up. Kyrie could wake up. They could actually play Tim Hardaway Jr. Somebody could get hot.
If you're hoping for Tim Hardaway Jr.,
well,
good luck to
you. I got
to
tell you right now, I do not understand why he's not playing. Other players are not playing. I don't know why they're putting Kleba out for those minutes. I feel like Jason Kidd's got some moves left. Now, that being said, yes. This is a huge 2-0 hole. But I've said this before. They still have the best player on the court in Luka. I don't care if he's, you know, he's like the knight in that Monty Python movie. He has no functioning.
Bring out your dead.
Yeah, he has no functioning limbs or arms anymore. But he's getting his whole body wrapped before the game. Then he's dropping 30. So they at least have Luka. Now, they got to figure out who's going to step up. I heard Doris Burke was saying they need a third person to come to the party. And it looks like P.J. Washington at times. But the other problem is the second person, Kyrie Irving, hasn't been able to come to the party. It's just the Celtics' defense on the perimeter is outstanding. So that's a huge problem for Dallas.
Yeah, their defense was phenomenal last night and forcing Luka into turnovers and forcing Kyrie into turnovers. You mentioned it, Kyrie Irving, 16 points on 18 shots. I mean, just brutal offensively. And you got to credit the Celtics defense, where on the flip side, I don't think Dallas, their defense, what happened? Where did it go? Again, the Celtics are missing three-pointers last night, but that's not because of what the Mavs were doing. That's not because, like, wow, this was some lockdown defense. They were just missing them, and it still didn't matter.
Well, why is it, explain this to X's and O's to me, why is it against the T-Wolves? I never heard or saw anything about Luka on defense. Last night, I saw Luka get beat at least 35 times on defense.
Well, maybe he is hurt.
I think Boston has a way to actually make him play somebody. For some reason, Luka has to cover somebody, and he didn't cover a soul in the Minnesota series. So there's just no one you can lay off of on Boston. So you can't hide Kyrie, and you can't hide Luka. And that extra energy led to a lot of the turnovers. I think Boston's just, it's a matchup thing, too. They're obviously the best team in the NBA right now, but they're the perfectly wrong matchup for Dallas. Like, Dallas wants to take advantage of your big men, and Boston, you can't do that because Horford and when Porzingis is in there, they just, I don't know what it is. They just play in a way that Dallas can't capitalize on.
No, they can't. And the front court is looking real just average.
Yeah,
average. And here's the thing. We're talking about game two last night. Celtics take what appears to be and feels like a very commanding 2-0 lead. This one, you know, this game was a little closer, obviously, than game one, which was a blowout. But it still felt like Boston is still like getting, like finding their, you know, like sea legs in this series, and they're up. And it just, this home court advantage, which we were never sure about with Boston, now is looking really, really big. The one thing is that Porzingis injury. So Porzingis towards the end of the game, when it's awkward with him, it's awkward. He's just all limbs and gangly, and he came down kind of awkwardly, and it could be a re-injury of the calf. We have no idea yet.
Yeah, that would help because his plus minus is huge. He's plus 25 in two games. He's unstoppable right now. Like, his shot is falling, his mid-range. I don't think he hit
right in front of the basket.
Yeah.
Right in front of the basket. Yeah. It's just a floater touch. It's beautiful.
But his block shots are incredible, too. For a guy who's coming off an injury, he's running the floor and blocking shots, and he's been great. So if you take him out, that gives Dallas a little more confidence, maybe. The funny thing is, last night, it felt like to me, I don't know if you felt this way, Dallas was giving their best shot. Like, everything was going in Dallas's way. They were playing sort of their best basketball. Luka was making crazy shots, making crazy passes, and they were, like, down four. I was like, wow.
Never
Dallas.
A good sign.
And I thought the broadcast was really pro-Dallas. You're like, man, these guys are just really doing everything right. They're trailing by three, but it felt like Boston took Dallas's best shot during Time's last game, and it just wasn't enough.
And they did that in game one, remember? Same thing, when Dallas tried to make a comeback in the third quarter, and then Boston was there, and they were ready for it, and they were ready for it last night. And you mentioned other moves that Jason Kidd can go to with the Mavs. I mean, he's going to have to turn into, like, vintage Phil Jackson, Red Auerbach mixed into one, because I don't really know the moves. Tim Hardaway Jr., okay, maybe. Give him, what, 10 minutes? Like, I don't know if that – maybe he can heat up a little bit.
Kidd's going to have to play.
Yeah.
Honestly.
By the way, vintage
Swap out those glasses for rec specs and let's get out there.
Vintage Red Auerbach turning off the air conditioner in the opposing locker room. Vintage Phil Jackson, here you go, Kobe. Take the ball and win
the game.
Here's
a book I'd like you to read about Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance.
I don't know about Red Auerbach. Phil Jackson, that was not a strategic guy. But anyway, how about playing Jaden Hardy, playing Tim Hardaway Jr.? I know how you feel about Tim Hardaway Jr., but the guys out there are not helping Luka. You said it yourself. This does not look like a talented team. It looks like Luka and a prayer.
It does. I was watching it last night, and you're welcome to weigh in at 855-212-4227. We're asking if this series is over. I watched it last night. I'm like, man, would this be like the least talented finals team to win if the Dallas Mavericks somehow come back and win this? Like,
were you thinking Luka. That after Minnesota?
I was not, because they look great. And I'm looking at them now, and it just, you're talking about guy for guy on the roster. And maybe this is a function of Boston being so close and having been there before with a lot of these guys, or Drew Holiday being a champion already, or what have you. But I'm like, really? You're going to win a title with Luka and Kyrie, okay, they're great players. And then your third best player is P.J. Washington. Is he the third best player on a title team? Is that right?
Well, who are the guys around Jordan and Pippen? They were journeymen.
I don't know. I just feel like, are they, though? Dennis Rodman's in the Hall of Fame. That's for the second three-peat. I just feel like those guys.
I mean, they had, like, Ron Harper at the end of his career, Steve Kerr, like, Bill Cartwright. Like, they were good, but you can win with two guys.
Tony Kukoc is in the Hall of Fame. You had a lot of good guys.
Those guys, all right. But regardless, like, you can win with two guys in the NBA. Honestly, like, who are the guys around Murray and Jokic? They're not that great
either. Gordon? I mean, these guys, Michael Porter Jr., we're talking
KCP. I just think that...
A champion, KCP, one with the Lakers?
There's one basketball. Like, honestly, who are you going to add? I mean, Kyrie and Luka dribble so much. I'm not sure, like, what's a third guy's never even touchable?
Well, that's the thing, though. We're talking about the Mavericks and whether the series is over. You know, if Kyrie's not having a great shooting night, or if the defense is really getting to him, or whatever is going on with the Celtics, who's going to be that third guy? Maybe it will be P.J. Washington, but you're asking a lot now for guys who are backs heavily against the wall. And the other thing you and I had talked about, whether or not the experience matters here. And I thought last night you did see experience mattering, because the Mavericks' lack of experience in the finals, I was expecting just their absolute best game plan, their best game plan, their best punch. And instead, I got a lot of turnovers. I got a lot of sloppy. It didn't feel like a team that understood, or I'm sure they understand, like, in their brain, but we're not acting like a team that should have been way more desperate than they appeared to be last night. And again, Luka's injury, this freakish thoracic, basically got like a broken rib, maybe, we're not really sure. But then he goes out and plays fine. He's talking trash to the front row. Like, I don't know what to do with that injury report.
Well, I don't think it's effort or anything like that. I just don't think there's anywhere for Luka to go, because Boston defenders are so good at staying in front, moving their feet, and they know Kyrie's game like the back of their hand. They have kryptonite against him. So who is the
point?
Normally, like, you think of the Minnesota series in Dallas, like, big man switches onto Luka, 2 points. A big man switches onto Kyrie, 2 points. Who's the switch? It feels like Luka's man, he gets picked off, and then Tatum's there, or Derek White's there, or some gigantic, awesome guard defender is always there.
Yep.
Luka must be having a really bad week. He must look at the tape and be like, I don't know where to go.
Well, apparently in the huddle, he was telling guys, like, let's go. Like, he's trying to pump everybody up because he probably feels like he's doing it alone. But at the same time, like, that's just, you know, when it's not going great for Dallas, that's what it looks like, you know? And he was doing a lot of that Dirk Nowitzki turnaround off the one foot, and it was working, basically until the fourth quarter when you saw him get really tired. And it felt like it wasn't working anymore.
Well, I don't even think it was a shooting. I think it was the turnovers.
He was 1 for 6 in the fourth quarter. Shooting.
Yeah.
0 for 2 from 3.
But 8 turnovers on the game. Honestly, those turnovers changed everything, too, because when he would fling the ball up blindly behind his back, it would start a fast break for the Celtics. And that was very problematic for Dallas.
Yeah.
Also, I felt, remember the one play, he would be like, he'd dribble, he'd be falling and fling it over his head to knock it off Tatum. There were so many plays that just looked wild by Luka, where he just was like, oh man, I don't know what to do, throw the ball up in the air. So I get it.
Look like a championship.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, Luka's all hurt, and he comes out just every game. He comes out, he's on fire, he's unstoppable. The Celtics have no answer, but it's just not, you're right, it's not enough.
There's another part of this, which feels like when you get to this level and when it's professional basketball at this level, I'm always astounded when teams can't hit their free throws. Astounded. I mean, here we are. It's game 2 of the NBA Finals. You've made it to the finals, 16 for 24 from the line for the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, just atrocious. I mean, they're a bad free throw shooting team, which I don't get because they're a shooting team. I guess, you know, some big men can have trouble with free throws. But 16 for 24. I mean, good grief.
And Boston hasn't even really pulled the hack of Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford card yet.
Celtics were 19 for 20. Like, that's what I expect from an NBA Finals team, from the free throw line. 19 for 20. That's 16 for 24.
Yeah, I mean, but it is a bit. I mean, Gafford's a huge problem at the free throw line. He's terrible. But that is historically, you do have that. Hack the big man and watch him miss free throws. Why Luka can't hit them all, that's a little surprising. But I think he's just exhausted. So what was Luka from the line? He was, 4 for 8. That's a problem.
I mean, what are we doing here?
It's really just like, for some reason, Luka just does not have the energy to hit his free throws right now. And I think he's exhausted.
Well, and do you want to blame it on the injury?
This has been
a major point of contention, both on the show and off the show. We've got text threads going, Luka's injury reports being updated. It's a constant theme on the show. Is Luka over-exaggerating these injuries?
The dude wrapped his whole body like a mummy before the game over his warm-up. There's no medical function for that other than to show the cameras.
It was on over his warm-ups. What does that do?
I have no idea. I didn't understand.
Wrapped around a sweatshirt, basically.
Wow, Luka is two games, 4 for 8 last night from the free throw line, 2 for 5 the game before. I mean, the free throws might have been the difference in the game last night. I'm not sure that I felt like Boston had left a few bullets in the gun, inappropriate, but generally, I thought Boston could have done more. I'm not sure that the missed free throws, 8 missed free throws, would have made all the difference, but Luka's got to really focus on that area because we're comparing him to Michael Jordan and those and Kobe. Like, Kobe never missed finals free throws.
You can't. It's just not at this level. It's one of the storylines of this game. And now the Celtics, again, have a 2-0 advantage over the Dallas Mavericks. And we're asking you if the series is over. You're wondering whether it's going to be over by Friday.
Well, yes, for an important reason.
All right, we'll hold that.
Very important reason. It's going to be a fun Friday.
Wait a minute. We're not 100% sure this is going to go down on Friday.
Well,
save it for a sec. We'll come back.
Yeah.
Because we got to set up the
week
here. We're just getting going. It's Monday. We got a big weekend to react to. We got the M&P 500, our new segment, Stock Up, Stock Down. We've got Caitlin Clark snub to react to. We have Danny Hurley news that we're still waiting on. We've got so much to do. Yet now I'm like fast forwarding to Friday.
Yeah, you're trying to delay here, Maggie. Something bad is coming and you cannot avoid it.
Train's coming down the tracks, man.
You cannot avoid what's coming. If it's not Friday, it's not going to be long after that.
I feel like I'm staring into the headlights. We'll tell you what we mean in just a moment. 855-212-4227. Again, you are welcome to weigh in on whether or not this series is over. You can follow us at Maggie and Pearl on the Twitter. That's just one of the ridiculous noises I'll be making. If what we think is going to go down on Friday actually does go down, I want to get that dump button ready, Pete.
For more reasons than one.
Exactly. 855-212-4227. We come back because a big decision still looming out there for Danny Hurley. We'll get you up to speed on all the latest. Plus, you're welcome to weigh in on the NBA Finals. Don't move.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. So we mentioned it last segment. It's going to be a long week for your girl here. We have some bets to be paid off. Well, a very interesting one with EJ Stewart and Pete Bellotti that we'll get into later. But I think the first one to be paid off will be Maggie losing a double or nothing bet. I can't even remember. What was the first bet on? Something basketball?
No. What was the first one? It must have been an earlier...
God, we don't even remember the stakes. Anyway.
We need EJ. He's still in London.
Betting on Nuggets Timberwolves.
Yes.
And then
I doubled down for T-Wolves Mavericks. Thank you, Bogus.
So I'm making you eat a Minnesota food. And Minnesota is known for their gelled fish products, according to the internet, like Lutefisk. But there's an even grosser option, lime jello tuna casserole kind of thing.
Yeah.
So on Friday, perhaps, or not long after, toward the end of the series, we're going to pay this off. I have a plan. We are going to actually, as a group, anyone who wants to jump in, going to make it in the pantry here.
Lutefisk.
What's that?
You played your own drop.
Oh,
that's you.
So we're going to play lime jello, tuna fish, green olives in a mold and make Maggie eat it on air / throw up on air. I actually gagged in the car this morning thinking about this.
You know, the one thing I didn't think about with this is going to be disgusting. And don't forget, I have to also eat the Rocky Mountain oysters. That's the double down where I took your punishment and I now have to eat that also.
Can I put that in the
jello.
That's going to be hard to execute, but okay.
So the other part of this I didn't think about, and we're still relatively new to the time slot. Now, you've already paid off one food eating bet since we've been in the mornings.
Yeah.
You ate a bowl full of Skyline chili with no hands. That was our first week in the mornings. I didn't think about not only eating this disgusting thing, it's early in the morning.
Mm.
That's not good.
Sounds like
that doesn't matter in this spot.
Yeah, actually, sounds like an excuse.
It's a realization. Is there
an hour of the day where you would like to eat a lime jello tuna bowl?
I'm just saying tuna fish is not a breakfast food.
You could argue jello is breakfasty.
Yeah, and I don't think that your tummy knows what time it is.
You've already been up for half a day.
Yeah.
At 9 a.m.
Yeah, can we do it the last segment of the show or something?
Yeah. You're definitely going to throw up.
That's your concern?
That's my concern.
When you're eating this edifice?
Rex. Yes, it is, actually. If it's later in the day, maybe I can warm up with a little bit, a couple... shots of Jägermeister. I don't know.
We could do those in the morning too.
This take the edge off.
So you know, there's two kinds of tuna fish. There's the solid white and the chunk light. It's called. We're definitely going with the chunk light, which is kind of like darker. That's gonna be nasty.
You're telling me this doesn't the time of day doesn't matter? Just mentioning that 6:30 this morning in the East Coast is making me gag.
So. What about the mayonnaise mixing in with the chunk light tuna and then put that in a jello mold? How's that work for you, Maggie?
Can you put mayonnaise in jello? Whatever. Just throw it all in.
Right now, hopefully there are people out there on edibles from the night before who are enjoying this discussion.
Oh, Kaplan just put the picture up on YouTube. I got to get off our YouTube channel.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It is nasty.
You should watch it. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet. I cannot look at that this morning.
I offered you a triple or nothing. And I was going to take the Mavs, but you said this is enough. Like, the punishments were getting too steep.
I can't. This is like, fool me once and all this stuff. Shame on me.
The triple or nothing should be, she should have to drink it.
Before it even gels?
Blended. Yeah. And then she drinks it.
I'm really going to be sick here. Next day, I'm going to have to do it, like, upside down on, like, the cyclone or something.
I mean, the thing is... We're going to have to watch this, so we all might throw up as well. This is a bit of a problem.
Have we just decided how much she has to eat?
A spoonful.
Wait. No.
Whole thing.
Who said a spoonful? Who said a spoonful? You said that as if that had been predetermined.
Like a spoonful of sugar.
Okay. That does not make the medicine go down.
I say...
Like enough to get the point across.
Okay. It was a Minnesota-Denver series. How many games did that go?
Five?
No. Did it go five or
no, six? No, it went six. No, it went seven. It went seven.
Oh, right. Because Denver was up 58-38.
Sorry, I was thinking about Minnesota and Dallas.
Yeah,
that one.
That was quick.
So let's go with 7 bites.
this is not going to go
seven
well.
7 bites for 7 games.
It's going to go bad.
I'll wear a clothespin. This will be hilarious.
There's got to be some strategies to sort of...
No.
Well, I think one of them, Maggie, is that not every bite is going to have every taste in it. So you have to...
Oh, that sounds gross.
We'll have to watch it, but you can be strategic in what you're scooping out of there.
You know, I'd rather everything have every bite of everything in it, because then maybe I'll get used to it. I don't want to be like, you know, all of a sudden a green olive comes out of left field and just hits me right in the back of the...
Or you might have more lumps in one bite than you might have in another bite.
Oh, don't use that word.
And your lumps is awful. That's a terrible word. Wait, so you're making this? I thought your daughters were going to make
it. No, I think I'm making
it. It's not safe for them to make it.
Anybody who wants to join
like
me.
Safety goggles on.
I was actually thinking about it. We could make
things
it in the...
Things are boiling and
bubbling
up. You
have to be 18 and sign a waiver.
Like a lab.
We'll make it in the kitchen right here. Boomer Esiason will walk in and say, what the heck are you guys doing?
Right?
That'll be great.
Someone's going to puke in the men's bathroom sink. Maybe me.
I think we can all sort of, everybody who wants a hand in this thing.
Well, I don't think it's going to set fast enough, though.
No, do it on Thursday to be ready for Friday.
Oh, okay, okay.
Are you going to leave it in a company fridge?
Yes, leave
with
it.
What, please don't eat on me. It? Like, don't worry.
I don't think you need that sign.
That's not the worst smell in that fridge.
It's like a don't move the cheese thing.
The actual smell of that fridge will contribute to the grossness. It'll be like the fourth grossest thing in that fridge.
Is it mold on it?
There's currently a... wedding cake. There's like a tiered cake that's been there since last week. That's just, I mean, taking up half of an entire shelf of the fridge. Imagine though, you bite into that and it's got the essence of lutefisk after a while. I'm just sitting there.
Did someone get married and they're just stashing their wedding cake in there for a year?
They've done gimmicky stuff upstairs where the music stations are, but like this has now been in there since I think last Wednesday. So either they got it way too soon, or something terrible happened to the wedding, and it never actually
that
happened.
That must have been Odyssey coins. It must have got a big cake.
Odyssey bucks. Yeah. Someone sent me one of those. Like, great, thanks.
Have a pen.
Okay, and this is for the audience. What is an Odyssey buck again? If, like, you're Odyssey nice coin. To a coworker, they give you some credit or something?
Yeah.
We're still trying to
figure
it out.
It's like a shroot buck.
What can you
from the office.
What can you spend it on?
Odyssey gear. I wasn't kidding.
Well, then we
pens,
can win a trip,
hats,
though.
Socks.
Apparently, we can win a trip, I think.
Where?
Somewhere.
I always need pens around here, so I can maybe use my Odyssey bucks to get a pen.
My favorite Odyssey coin story was last year, the year before, when it was National Employee Appreciation Day. Everyone got Odyssey coins from Odyssey, but it was not enough to get anything from the store.
Just get you started.
Yeah, the cheapest thing was still more coins than they gifted all of us.
I'm stocking up.
Somebody sent me one of those because I don't want to seem like I'm being ungrateful. I had to do some voiceover work for somebody and do like this rather large project that took me definitely like an hour, which, you know, as a broadcaster, I have like a rate, you know, about voiceover work, and they paid me in Odyssey coins. It was like one. Like, thank you.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And I'll pay
herring.
You back with this cat jello that I'm about to eat. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
Where are you getting the oysters from, or do I need to get those? Because I'll gladly get those.
I think I want to save the oysters. I don't want to waste the oysters by putting them in this jello mold, because they'll be, you know, the tuna is what's really going to get you.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to admit, having a bull's testicle floating around in that jello is fascinating. But it's almost like too much.
Not when I'm drinking my tea. Please.
I think it's too heavy for the jello. I don't think the jello could keep it suspended.
Well, that's an interesting science experiment.
Does it
float? We'll find out.
We need to get Bill Nye, the science guy, on to help us make this.
Give it a whirl.
How big was the bowl?
Yeah.
Let's get to some headlines. So that's great. A little what's going on. I don't want to do this without EJ here.
We do it today.
He's still in London.
Maggie, the number of excuses you throwed out this morning, you're like, well, I don't know if the series is going to be over. I don't know. You know, it's June and blah, blah, blah. You cannot get out of this. We might as well do it.
I think EJ would be offended if we did this without him.
I actually agree with that.
When's he back?
Back Monday.
2 months.
Oh, he's out this entire week?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then
Manny's in today. Good morning, Manny.
And then I'm off guys. The 21st? Next Friday. Not this Friday, next Friday. So it can't be that Friday either. So now we're pushing
Monday.
I'm pushing Maggie back until the end of June.
You can't do it on a Monday.
Dude, that's Monday, just like, Tuesday. No. Monday hits with a thud. You can't also have me eating tuna fish.
That's going to hit with a thud, too.
Why would EJ want to be here? He'll throw up, too. We're all going to throw up. It's going to be a vomitorium in here.
He should be helping you in the kitchen.
Vomitorium.
It's going to be like that scene in that movie Stand By Me, the pie eating contest, where one person throws up and there's tuna jello mold around. Everyone's going to be sick.
I've seen Family Guy.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
You're welcome, America. Again, you can watch this show, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. We're really trying to get Twitter on here, so maybe we should send them this clip. Maybe they'll
have us.
Yeah. I should start calling it X. So that's what's going on with that.
I have an idea. I think we should all have steaks while you have that.
Ooh.
Oh, you get to eat something good while I eat something gross?
Yeah, that'll be fun. I really want a steak. I'm dying for a steak. I haven't had a steak in a long time.
You don't want to pay for it.
A
craving?
That's right. It's a bit early for a steak.
Not in this world.
You're just starving is what's going on. Okay. How about a bacon? That's a little more appropriate for this time of the day.
Yes.
How about like a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich?
There we go.
And you're going to puke it up once you watch me with the Jello.
No, I have clothespins. I'm going to get some clothespins for everybody, and we'll be fine. I'd
also consider a poncho. 855-212-4227. We are asking you if the NBA Finals are over. We've got so much more news. We got Caitlin Clark. We got Dan Hurley. Bogus has all the latest headlines. Hello.
It's all sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. Thoracic contusion sounded like a good thing as Luka Doncic overcame the ailment to score 13 first quarter points, 23 in the first half of Game 2 of the Finals in Boston, but only 9 points in the second, including 3 in the fourth, as his Mavs fell into an 0-2 hole. Luka's final line reads 32 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists, but also 4 missed free throws and 8 turnovers.
My turnovers and my missed free throws cost us a game, so I got to do way better in those two categories.
The Celtics winning 105-98 despite Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum combining to go 2 for 12 from 3. The team just 10 of 39. Drew Holiday was their leading scorer with 26 plus 11 boards. Derek White throwing in 18. The concern for Boston is Kristaps Porzingis maybe aggravating his right calf injury.
Yeah, no, something. I don't even know what it is, to be honest. But yeah, I'll be good.
KP, watch the
final.
That's
encouraging. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes, no, maybe.
You're 7'2", have a calf injury. That's cool.
He watched the final 4:40 of the game after apparently tweaking that leg. He thinks he'll get some fresh imaging between now and Game 3 in Dallas on Wednesday night.
Why would he want fresh imaging? Like, that's the last thing you want. Like, don't take an image of this dude's calf. Just get him out there.
It is decision day for Dan Hurley, the UConn coach, telling ESPN the Lakers made a compelling case to be their coach, but he does love his Huskies. Hurley expects to make his pick today. My uncle Mike's a big Yankee fan, texted me yesterday to complain about Trent Grisham and his .083 batting average, hitting fifth last night, and this is why Uncle Mike's not the Yankee manager.
Grisham lines one to right, deep. Oh, where is that ball going to land in the bleachers? Trent Grisham, how about that? Oh, he hit the cover off the ball.
Wow.
Adios, amigos.
Ricky Ricardo, I swear that's his name, on Yankee Radio. Go ahead, 3-run homer for Grisham. Aaron Judge adding the 24th of his season to cap a 6-4 win over the Dodgers, the Bombers avoiding a 3-game sweep. In the afternoon, the Orioles got a 9-2 win in Tampa Bay. They go for a 4-game sweep there today. Adley Rutschman, a grand slam, 6 RBI. Those Rays have dropped 12 of 16 at home. Giants tight end and heartbroken rapper Darren Waller is retiring after 9 seasons at just 31 years old. Waller has been debating his playing future all offseason. Going home gets the Giants nearly $12 million in cap savings.
Wait, did you guys see the story that he almost died in November?
Yeah, his story.
His story that he had what he thought was a COVID attack on a couch and like called 911. This guy is like, there's a 30 for 30 going on here. I don't know. It doesn't seem all kosher, his retirement, right? Like, he seems to be struggling.
Definitely. I mean,
I know you're a fan of his work.
Well, now I feel bad because I think I said the computer could have come up with something better than him, and
you're
I wasn't
not
sure.
A fan of
maybe
his
the
rap.
Computer didn't. I just said, you know, maybe this is the kind of thing like a letter you write to someone and you put it in a drawer, or an email you send and you just put it to drafts. You don't actually press send on it. That's what I thought should have happened with that song.
Well, I mean, then he had another song about retirement. Like, the guy lives out his life in song, Maggie. You can't stop him.
Yeah, I know. That's not exactly John Lennon and Paul McCartney doing the same thing.
EJ said the music wasn't that bad. And he's not here to defend
compared
him.
Compared to what?
Tuna and Jell-O.
I'm with him. I think Darren Waller sounds like most athletes rapping, which is...
it's quite... old. That's quite a
which
compliment.
Which is like 50 Cent throwing
a
first pitch.
Too, which makes him even more trouble. But what if he goes on to be a gigantic star?
What field?
In music.
Oh.
He is, I don't know. We're watching his videos. He's got the platform. He can improve.
I don't know. Is he still going to have this actress who's pretending to be Kelsey Plum in all these videos? Like, a little on the nose, pal.
Yeah,
let's make
and
it a
worked.
Little artier.
What's the point of a video if not to get attention? I think that was well done by Darren Waller. I mean, listen, the guy's he's got a nose for marketability. I think he's going to be a gigantic. I went to Govball this weekend. We'll get into that later.
Yeah,
this
dad of the year.
This outdoor concert. I tell you, he was as good as half those acts.
That's dad in the back, just miserable.
Oh my God! I'm like, what? This is what you're listening to? That was me.
And you wore the exact shirt I would have worn too.
Just like a
kind of looked cool. Thought it was cool. But, I don't know, but what is that Tahiti on it? Like I've been there. Yeah. I got those shirts.
No, it's like a blue t-shirt.
What are you wearing today, Maui something?
Yeah, this is a fundraising shirt at least. This was for after the fires. But yeah, this is, but that's what I would have gone with. Like what looks cool in my closet.
So
my Tahiti shirt.
Come out Sunday.
One thing I did do is I demanded that everyone wear a sweatshirt because it was going to get cold at night.
Bring a jacket. nothing says I'm a dad at a concert.
Than... I'm holding 5 sweatshirts in my hands because it's about 1,000 degrees there. Not once did anyone put on this sweatshirt because I'm like, it's going down to the 60s at 8 p.m. I don't want to be, I don't want anybody to complain. And then they all bought sweatshirts too. So now I'm holding 8 sweatshirts by the end of the concert.
Just a clothes rack.
Yeah, I look like a snowman. There's so many sweatshirts.
Good thing you were there. Who would have held the shirts?
Because wear jeans. It's going to get breezy.
But I'll tell you, you laugh. Darren Waller will definitely be on stage 4 by next year because there was
stage
some
four.
Terrible
stage
music.
40.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's making it. Maggie, you were wrong about this one. Darren Waller has a future in music, not in football.
That sounds like a triple or nothing bet.
No. Let me just get out of here with my stupid thing I got to eat. I don't want anything that counts on Darren Waller to be doing jack.
I don't know. I'm winning that because nothing can stop the man from recording. Not even lack of
this
all
is
musicals.
When you have too much money.
Yeah, not even all
the studio.
All lack of musical talent is not a problem for that man. By the way, he's gigantically strong. I'm not going to mess with him. That's the other thing.
Yeah, he'd crush you like a grape.
The LA Sparks outscored the Aces last night, 96-92, for their first back-to-back wins of the season. Cameron Brink, 8.6 rebounds and 5 blocks. Scottie Scheffler won the Memorial despite a 2-over-74 in yesterday's final round. He finished one shot clear of Colin Morikawa, becoming the first since Tiger in 07-08 to win 5 times in 8 starts.
What a guy.
And hey, then that baby was there. That made everybody so angry. The baby's born, happy, healthy. He was
so
at the
angry.
Course yesterday.
I know.
That baby. Grr.
I actually thought of that when he brought out the baby. Then I'm like,
there the damn thing
that's
is.
Just to show Bogus, who was so mad that he was playing poker with that baby. Like, I might leave it? The Masters.
They should have held it up like Simba. Just like, here it is, everybody.
Yeah.
This is the man you arrested.
They had these very intense ear guards around him. So, because it is kind of dangerous to have it. I thought it was pretty poor parenting to have a 1-month-old in a golf tournament. I mean, whatever.
A lot of poor decisions this month.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's praising him. Like, what a beautiful baby. What a beautiful family. I'm like, I don't know if this is a good move right now.
Also, Jim, I don't know if you guys have another instance. Before Drew Brees put the headphones on his kid, I had never seen that before.
Nope.
Who cares about their ears?
Yeah.
Before 2010.
Yeah, now we know.
Now we know, right?
Yeah, yeah. The fact that you probably can't hear a thing, Maggie.
I can't hear anything. I know this job's going to make me go deaf. And how I know? Because it's made everyone before us go deaf.
That's right.
There's nobody who has worse hearing than radio broadcasters. We are just talking into our own heads.
Oh, man. You should have seen Dan Patrick's hearing at the end. He was, and Dan loves going to concerts, too. That adds to it. How about our boss, former boss, Spike Eskin? That dude's ears are shot.
He's got tinnitus. He's like 45.
Yeah.
His hips falling out of his body. He's a mess.
I did not need to wear headphones at the governor's ball because I was never within 1.5 miles of any stage.
In fact, you're like, turn it up.
Yeah.
Who's this guy standing right in the middle of the whole area?
Yeah. I could not get further away from sexy red.
Is that what they asked for?
Cease and desist,
actually. Sir?
Yeah.
Yes, can you get out of our camera shot?
And this is how we know where you're nothing like any professional athlete.
Oh, yeah.
The total opposite. They will only want to get close to sexy red.
I don't know.
We've seen the DMs.
I actually, sexy red, real quick, governor's balls. I said to my daughter, who I took, 13-year-old, hey, it sounded like Sexy Red was playing the same song over and over again. She goes, you just don't understand her music. Yes, she did play the same song three times, but you still don't understand her music. I'm like, she played the same, it was an 8-song set, and she played the same song three times.
It's an art.
Yeah, it's artier than whatever Darren Waller's putting out.
He was actually, I think he might have been on stage. No. What if Darren Waller becomes this gigantic musician star? Oh, that would be so funny.
There is not a machine in the world big enough to do this.
Which is why you should triple or nothing this. No. You're not going to lose on Darren Waller's music career.
No, because all of a sudden when he's opening up for Taylor, I'm not going to be here sitting eating the goat's anus. Like, it's not happening. Yeah.
And Scottie Scheffler's in the front row holding up the baby like Simba
another
with
baby.
Headphones on.
Goat's anus.
That's Jay in Nashville. That's always his. He thinks that we don't do enough in these challenges because we're not eating goat anus. I'm like, chill. Oh. I'm eating tuna fish jello. Are you not entertained? And it might be Friday. I'm not sure.
Well, now we have to wait for EJ. You made me feel
guilty. EJ's
going to
be, he would be mad about that.
He would. He was really looking forward to that.
Sure.
It'd be unfair.
We have major news about EJ, by the way.
That's right, major.
Which I think we feel obligated and compelled to share with our audience. 855-212-4227. Bogus, thanks so much. Coming up, we'll get to this big news, show news, really, about EJ. And also, the Dan Hurley decision is coming down any moment. We'll tell you the pros and cons for him taking the Laker job next. Big, big news around here. And we feel comfortable saying this to our audience. Welcome back, by the way, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, because EJ put this on social media. How about EJ tweeting this out yesterday? Commitment secured from my one and only number one recruit. No transfer portal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Andrea are getting married, so we want to congratulate them. And obviously, when EJ gets back from London, we'll do something proper. But
amazing.
How exciting.
What a trip. A couple things that stood out of this trip. He went to the Mets, Phillies games, but also he did this British Bake Off experience where you get to... I think you pay for it, but he won the British Bake Off and got engaged. I mean, this is the most incredible trip. He's off to Paris. I mean, he is living his life right now.
Epic.
I feel so lame compared to EJ right now.
EJ is out there traveling the world, never been out of the continental U.S. before, right? And going abroad and making the most of every moment. And it's funny because we mentioned this on Friday. It's like, hey, I just got to let you know. I didn't say it on the show, but, you know. I got engaged in London, so I don't know if you're thinking about this. It's a great city to get engaged in. And he goes, yeah, I'm really glad you didn't bring that up. But we didn't push it, and turns out he had this plan the whole time. So we're excited. Super excited for him. And the Mets actually salvaged the split, so it wasn't all lost.
Yeah, I mean, there was a The Phillies, the Mets technically won, but the Phillies lost that game because Nick Castellanos is the worst player in all of baseball. It's actually a baseball game I sat down and watched. I was like, oh, I got to watch this London thing. Tell me if you agree with this. The London series had a bit of an in-season tournament feel. And so did the Yankees-Dodgers for some reason. Just like these games really don't mean anything in the course of a 162-game season, but it felt like there was a little extra on here. And the reality, there really isn't. It's just a game.
Well, but Mets-Phillies, that's a divisional game, so that definitely means something.
But the London added something more to it for some reason. It really shouldn't.
Bryce Harper had a great idea. I don't know if it's his idea, but he had an awesome idea. He said it's so fast to go all the way to London just to play two games and then come back is really disruptive for everyone's schedule. He goes, why don't you send four teams over there and do more of like a tournament round robin, do something so you can stay a little bit longer and it doesn't feel like you're just back on an airplane.
Well, yeah.
To
but
go
then
to
you,
Europe for 2 days is pretty crazy.
The quicker you get back is the better. I mean, it's only 6 or 7 hours. The same as basically the same as an LA trip. It's not that different.
No, but the time difference is so wonky because it's six hours ahead as opposed to three.
But if you spend five games over there, then it's going to be harder to adjust when you get back. I'm not sure I agree with Bryce on this one.
I like it.
I was pretty psyched. The cast of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia made a great appearance.
Yeah,
my favorite show, my favorite team. Everything was working perfectly until they blew it in the ninth. But still, it did seem to work. Baseball going overseas. For some reason, it felt a little smoother than the NFL. Maybe they played at 12:30. So why can't the NFL play at 12:30? Why does the NFL have to play at 9 a.m.?
I don't know. Yeah, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. It's like 6:30 in the morning on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I think because they want to get back. Again, it's like your schedule.
Oh, a travel thing. I thought it was something about they didn't want to play too late at night in London.
Maybe, again, because I think you're trying to just get back to get as much rest as humanly possible. It's such a hassle. But anyway, it was pretty special. And if it gave our boy, our guy, EJ, a chance to go over to London, just an excuse to get over there, I think they were... You know, gonna go anyway, but an excuse to go over there to see the Mets, and then he gets engaged on top of it. He and Andrea, you're right, they're now going to Paris, which is so cool. And so, EJ, we're just excited for him. And Manny was at a wedding this weekend. Manny came in clean shaven, haircut, and you told us your brother got married this weekend. How was it?
Yeah, my brother got married. Congratulations, Carlos, Christina. And it was awesome. It was actually, I heard a couple of people saying that it was probably one of the best parties, one of the best weddings my family has thrown. So
nice.
Great job, Carlos and Christina. I have a sister-in-law now, so
is this your older brother?
It's my only older brother, yep.
Wow, so you got a sister-in-law now, which is awesome. Was there shenanigans going down at the wedding?
Tons of shenanigans. So many shenanigans that, I mean, we really, it was textbook.
Still unpacking the shenanigans.
Did you have a date?
What was that?
Did you have a date?
No, I did not have a date, unfortunately.
I think smarter. Be single.
Tell me about the bridal party. What was going on? Best man?
Everybody's married. My brother's the last one to get married. So, I mean, it was fun, but it was, you know.
Did you give a toast?
I gave a toast at the rehearsal dinner.
Okay.
People love that.
Was it like a toast or a roast? What was your tactic?
It was a toast to Christina. It was a roast to Carlos.
Perfect.
Love it.
So,
as it should be.
Just as it should be. So, yeah, congratulations, Los. Congratulations, Christina. Love you guys. And let's have another party.
You're on the dance floor, Manny?
Of course I was. Come on now. I'm the brother of the groom, of course. I had to.
I love it.
Get in the middle of a circle and do some moves?
No, I'm good on that one. I was the one pushing all the other people to get into the middle. I did not partake in any middle dancing, though. No.
Electric slide?
There was no electric slide, but there was a lot of salsa, bachata, a lot of Spanish music, music in English, lots of country as well. It was awesome. It was a half an hour of a little bit of everything. It was pretty cool.
Man, I love bachata music. My husband spent a year in the DR, and then I lived in a building in New York that was, everyone was Dominican. It was awesome, and the music was phenomenal, and everyone, not to stereotype, such great dancers. I feel like how at a wedding, everyone must be trying to just outdo each other because everyone's just so good.
I like to watch from a distance when people are dancing bachata because you can really tell that some people are looking at each other trying to outdance each other. Some people are trying to get the steps in correctly, trying to move those hips correctly, trying to make it look sexy because bachata is sexy.
Yeah, I know. This is why if I ever was at a wedding and they ever play bachata, that's when I take a seat. That's just me. I can't even be on the fringe of the dance floor because you'll embarrass yourself. It's either you're in or you're out.
Yeah, I'd be like, put Cool and the Gang back on. Let's get out there. Celebrate.
Everybody.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. We got weddings in the air. It's wedding season.
God, I can't wait for all the awkward people that EJ's not going to invite to the wedding around here. It's going to be wonderful.
Well, I mean, it's a big deal. I went no people from work at our wedding.
Wow.
Yep.
EJ kind of loves his coworkers. He's very popular in this building. It's going to be a tough call. He should go no.
We cut it off because it would have been everyone from my husband's office, too. And I don't know any of those people.
I'll tell you the famous story. I just started working with Dan Patrick, my former boss, when this started. So we didn't really know each other, but I invited him out of courtesy, as you do a boss.
Sure.
And he said no. Then he called me on a Saturday morning. It's like, it's a big day. Really proud of you. Make sure you don't screw it up today. I'm like, Dan, the wedding's next week. I couldn't even bother to read the date on the invitation.
Yes.
He's like, my bad.
He just knew he was going to be busy both of those Saturdays. So it's like he was going to make plans.
Yeah, and it was a classic example. He got me an amazing present, and I'm like, when I got back, I'm like, oh, thank you for this, this, this. He's like, I got you what? And he's like, texted his wife. He's like, what are you spending on McLovin for?
You know, really his loss, though, because your wedding ended up being very memorable.
Very
for
famous.
The horrible toast that your best man gave you, right?
Yeah, one of the worst of all time.
Dan could have been there for that.
Yeah, I'm so glad he was not. And you guys think I'm exaggerating? It was the worst toast in the history of wedding toasts.
It made it back to the office.
Yeah,
I wasn't
many
even
offices.
At your wedding and I heard about it from someone else. Oh, man, memories. Coming up, Caitlin Clark gets snubbed by Team USA.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.